views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. Today is Friday, July the 7th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And at any time during the show, if you'd like to give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. So, looking forward to that show today. And once again, thank you all for being you. So, everyone, we have to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And this can very easily be done by going to Black Talk Radio Network's website, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and going to the homepage and check out the donation prompt that's there. Engage in that, because the only people that are supporting Black Talk Radio Network are its listeners. In order for us to stay on air, it will require the listeners to continue to support this network. So very important that we do that, and this way we can continue to have we can continue to have the programs that we have brought to, that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and the programmings and the information that's brought to you will continue to be disseminated to you all for you to do what's necessary for yourselves. And it's so important that we not just eat the fruit, but we actually feed the root. So this is a way that you can feed the roots to ensure that this network will be here on air in the future, giving you the information that is going to benefit you, your family, and our overall community at large. So very, very important. So you can do that once again. Oh, sorry about this. I'm trying to do two things at one time. So you know me, y'all. I can't do two things at one time. So very easily, go to Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Radio Network's website, and engage in the way that you can support this network. Also, you can support this network by going to the network that has been put together for us for our social media activities. And that's known as BTR Community, and you can find that on the website for Black Talk Radio Network, as well as going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.btrcommunity.com, www.btrcommunity.com. So you can go there and check out that, and for the social media outlet is only $24 a year, $24 a year to engage in the social media project known as BTR Community. $24 a year, very, very easy to do. It's the only place that I post, absolutely love it, is growing, is doing well, and just need you to continue to support the network so that it will do, so that the network can continue to do what it's been doing for so long, and that's bringing you great information. And this is a holistic way where you can actually engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected by you losing your identity, someone selling your identity, someone actually using your information in an adverse way that you didn't know or intended, or if you had known that they were going to use it that way, you would have never had engaged in that. And that's what generally happens in the mainstream ones, such as FedBook and all of the other ones that are there. So what you could easily do is come on over to BTR Community. You don't have to worry about those things. And this is also a way that you can support. You can also support this network. So what's going on here? Sorry about you. Having some problems here, y'all. You just fix my... Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, so BTR Community, $24 a year is what you can do to support this network and to ensure that we are growing and doing everything that's needed for that necessary growth. So come on down and be a part of it all. Very easy to do. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do it by way of going to Prosperity Mint, and you may not get paid as a king or a queen, but you definitely can save as one. And you can do that by going to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then make your purchase, or before you make the purchase, please email info@prosperitymint.com. It's to your benefit, info@prosperitymint.com. And if you do that, someone will get in contact with you. Just tell them that you're interested in purchasing. It's your first time doing that. Someone will get with you and explain the purchasing process of that so that you will know exactly the process. And there's just some things that needs to be explained to you and just to make you aware that's in your best interest. So you could do that with us via Prosperity Mint. So definitely engage in that. So that's where you can do that. Also, let's jump into what's in the news. I'm sorry, y'all, trying to do a couple of things at one time. So, and I'm going to stop doing that and just focus here on this show. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. So we can start with today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Here we go. First article posted from there is from Strategic Culture. Is terrorism transforming America into a police state? It's been that way for a very long time. It's only going to get worse, in my opinion, yes. Definitely. Next article from CNS News. Plus 220,000 jobs in June, record. 153 million people unemployed. Wow, in June 29th of 2017. Updates. The Congressional Budget Office said that it expects the U.S. labor market to tighten in the next 2 years as greater demand for workers will push unemployment rate down and the labor force participant rate up. We'll see. Oh, so there was 153 million employed. Okay. I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Yes, I moved it down and got to see it better. So, but let me tell you something about all of these statistics that they put out and everything else. Then they change them 2 months later where they're way, way worse. or a month later, and they don't even really let you know that they did that. So check out that one. Next one is this one comes from Natural News. Breakthrough: science study confirms that omega-3 oils halt cancer tumors. But I would just say, make sure you're not eating the actual omega-3, getting omega-3 oils from Fukushima Titan fish. But check out that article. Definitely something you should all be knowing. Next article comes from CBS News in Sacramento. California moves closer to becoming a sanctuary state. Check out that one. Next article from AP News. U.S.-Russia reach deal on Syria ceasefire. Out of Hamburg, Germany, U.S. officials said the United States and Russia have reached an agreement for a ceasefire in southwest Syria. Ceasefire is to take place, and it has the date. Can't see it from here. Next article, and I'll say, we'll see how long this lasts. Next article comes from ABC News. World leaders gather for G20 group photo. And in this group photo, it's something that I think is very, very interesting for you all to see, is that in this group photo, if you look at the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, they're all in the center, pretty much they're all in the center of the picture. And if you look where the U.S. celebrity figurehead, Donald Trump, and all these are celebrity figurehead, where is he? On the far end of everything. I think this is synonymous to being the push out. They'll say that this is how this always does, and it's just, no, this is always a meaning to it. You can see Zuma, you can see Modi, you can see Xi Jinping, and you can see Putin, and the Brazilian president is represented there, and they're all real close to each other. Symbolical. So check out that article. Next one, this one comes from the Economic Political Journal. 32 states have become, oops, move this down, sorry about it. 32 states have borrowed from the federal government to make unemployment payments. California has borrowed $7 billion. Very, very important, because this is the untangling. So that's the things that I posted in the news. Was real busy today. Actually, I'm still busy. That's why I'm trying to do two things at one time. And today's show is Financial Friday. Take a look at fake wealth. We're going to take a look at fake wealth. Very, very important. So if you'd like to get in on that conversation anytime, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So was running so far behind today, wasn't able to do a lot. So was just hoping to make it, and we didn't make it. So I'm just glad, happy to be here. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. All right, so I'm going to jump into today's show. And there's a couple other things that I wanted to. All right, today's show is going to be, it's Financial Friday. I want to take a look at some of the things that's going on in the world that could, that does, and is going to continue to put you in a position to appropriately prepare yourself. And today is Financial Friday. We're going to take a look at fake wealth. And what's the fake wealth that we're going to be taking a look at? Well, the reason why that's so important is because there is so many indicators that are showing the economic times that we're in are really, really pushing and going to implode and put many people in a bad position, and we want to try to minimize that as much as we possibly can. So we don't want you to be engaging in any kind of fake fake wealth or anything such as that, because these things will have an adverse effect on you, and we want to definitely shield you from that as much as possible, because there's nothing normal about today's economy and what's going to be happening and how this whole thing starts to break out. So it is definitely some real fakeness that's happening, and I just don't want you to get caught up in that. So with that being said, that's what today's show is about, and we are going to definitely get into that with you all. So that, I think, is very important. When we know things, then we can properly position ourselves so we're not as adversely affected by them all. And I think that that's very, very important, because if you really look at it, the United States is moving towards a third world country standard. It's been getting steadily, it's being fleeced. And in that, it's becoming poorer and poorer every year. And it's not getting any richer, because most everyone is not paid anything of value, nor do we have things of value. We have consumer goods that are fake wealth. Just like if you go to certain places, like if you go to Vegas, they have a bunch of props everywhere. We never think that the props that we see in Vegas, or the props that you'll see on a stage if your children are performing in a play and they make their own props, you know those things are fake. But what we don't really realize that we have fake wealth all around us, and that fake wealth is really extracting from our wealth and our prosperity and our economic fortitude and our not only our prosperous our ability to prosper going forward into the world. So it's really a measure that depletes and takes away from our capability of having a real standard of living that is equal to the energy that we output, because the energy that we output is valuable. But what we get in return is not valuable. And this is where we set up with having fake wealth. And it's very, very important that we know these things and we move towards things that do have real world wealth, so that you will at least have saved in things of real wealth, even though you may have not been paid in those. So very, very important, because there is going to be a liquidation of debt that is going to happen and is happening now. And when as that debt is liquidated, you don't want to be caught in it. You don't want to be taken down with it. There is going to be a transfer, and you want that transfer to come to you. You want to have the overall real wealth measures that the fake wealth is not able to, you want to have a quality of life that's based in wealth that you'll be able to sustain your standard of living and your quality of life that fake wealth will never be able to do. And then once that transformation happens to where the liquidation happens, you're not liquidated. What should and only be liquidated is the things that are set into debt. And those assets should be moving to you, and they will if you properly position yourself. So you don't want to have your standard of living completely debased, because once you give your energy, you're not getting that energy back. We have to prize our energy, because and I think it's very, very important that we look at prizing our energy, because when we don't prize our energy, someone else will take advantage of our ignorance as to the value of things. This is how you get what's called beat. This is how you get what's called taken advantage of. This is how you lose your wealth. Because it's everything that is set forth in us is no wealth at all. It's like moonlight. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The moon has no light. It is a reflector of light. And the thing about the things that this fake wealth does, it just reflects what the real wealth is able to give off as the gleam. They like they say, all gold don't shine, all gold don't glitter. And what happens, we get caught up in fool's gold. And we don't want to be engaged in that. So definitely, that's going to be today's show. And critical points that we need to be made much more aware of. And we really have to be able to look at the two differences and then balance them within our lives and have the profitable, meaningful things as a priority, and those things that will actually cause us to have a debasement of our energy, move away from them. Every single person has an income potential and has a potential for prosperity building. Everyone has the potential to build prosperity. And the reason why you do is because you have energy. Because one of the things that is important is that your energy is able to acquire other assets just as it is an asset. And we should only be trading one asset for another asset. We should not be trading an asset for a debt instrument. It should be the opposite. We should be trading debt, fakeness, for realness. This is not something that you know is commonly spoke about, especially within our community. I think we are some of the very few that do this. We're not the only ones, but we are some of the few that do this. And because of this, we're not going to ever be popular. We're not ever going to be, which is totally cool with me. If anybody knows me, I'm not that type of person. I'm not for that popularity thing. I'm not for fame, because fame comes with the shame of giving up your soul. So I'm never, ever, ever into that at all. I'm just, you know, a person that cares about others and cares about my family and cares about how I use my energy. And because of that, I don't seek anything other than what's necessary and what's essential. So this is why we look at other things, and they're blowing up, and they continue to grow, because what happens is that this society breeds and cultivates that type of mentality, and then other individuals think that this is the way, this is how you should be doing it, this is going to get you some prosperity measures or wealthy, or this is going to be beneficial to you, this is where sustainability is. So we all know how it goes. Yo, this is what you should be doing, because this is where the so-called money is, and the money that they're talking about ain't even real money. And so what do? We engage in things that continue to adversely affect ourselves, the people, and our families. And that's why the fake wealth has to be walked away from by you individually. And then if people in your family don't walk away from it, that's a choice that they make. You still need to do it. And then if our community doesn't do it, that's the choice that they make. Then they need to do it. I'm still going to do it. You should still do it. Because the truth of the matter is that the truth most people do not want to hear and do not want to engage in. They want to, generally, and the system breeds it too, and they sincerely do want to do things, but we do a lot of things because we've been actually nudged, encouraged, intimidated into doing certain things, domesticated into doing certain things that is adverse to our benefit. And this is critical, extremely critical, that we understand this, have these engagements, and you can't just have these engagements one time. Here on Tando, we talk about this all the time in so many different ways. What we talk about is because we have, in my opinion, the overall propaganda of things that are adverse to us is already there. It's amazing how we never get, those that are indoctrinated never get tired of hearing the same old thing that's killing them all the time. But the things that the great creator has put forth to us, we really don't want to engage in. See, a lot of us don't see the great creator outside of a church. A lot of us don't see the great creator outside of the church. And because of that, the church becomes the God. And I'm just using that as an example. Religion becomes the God. The God. And that God is a lowercase. It's not the great creator at all. And because of that, and I'm not saying that all religion, I'm talking about in all forms of religion. We seek more membership than relationship. And that membership require us to be obedient and obey and indoctrinate ourselves to the rules of the club. And this is what absolutely hurts us and why we need to have these kinds of conversations as to what some other ways of thinking that we should start to engage in. Now, I want to just make a point here. Excuse me, one second. How significant some things are. In the world, and so that we have a different view of some things. And I'm not bashing anyone, nor do I uphold things that are not in our best interest. Now, I may not know that there may be some things that are in our best interest, but I'm not aware of them. So that mistake. But there are some fundamental truths that we know when we really look at it. What it's really happening. Let me give you an example. And I'm going to post this inside of Tando Radio Show. It's an article. And this one comes from, oops, let me move this back. This one comes from the Christian Post. Okay, and I'm going to post this inside of, and it's very significant. You see, hold on. Very, very significant. And this one comes from the Christian Post. And there are some great people in the world, but there are some that take advantage of people on some very, very large scales and institutions that do that as well. And I'm not bashing anyone, just a measure of thought for us to see where some of the fake wealth is and how it's adversely affecting our community, our families, our existence. There's an article that they have that Let me just fix this. I'm going to have to do this after the break, but I'm going to come back to this one. I'm going to do this after the break. I'll post it later. All right. So I'm going to come back to this because I don't like to. One thing I can't do is I can't do two things at one time. I'm serious, y'all. Unless it's a couple of things. But y'all know I'm not a computer savvy person. So talking on the radio and doing some research online, I can't do it. So, but what I want to do, I'm gonna come back to this. I'm gonna show you something very, very important and tie it all in together. So, what we have to, in my opinion, we got to look at some things about fake wealth. And one of the things that's significant about fake wealth is realizing what characterizes wealth and what actually is something that depletes wealth. And in today's economy, one of the articles that I posted, I'm going to pull this one up and go back earlier this week. if my computer will oblige. There's an article that we posted, and it's here. Need to get to it as soon as I get some. 1 second. It's an article that we posted, and I posted this one on yesterday. Okay? It was yesterday. It says, just how bad is the U.S. government financial position in just one chart? And it comes from the Economic Journal, the Economic Political Journal. And I'm going to pull that up. I want to show you fake wealth and real wealth and the difference between the two so that you can identify them so that you won't be thinking that you have something that is not of real wealth. And I would say this, it's very easy to distinguish what real wealth is and what fake wealth is. And I think that the barometer that you can use to do that is very easy to do it without much thought in it at all. Very easy. Here's the key. If man created it, it is either at the most a figment of wealth, but not wealth in itself. It's probably more in line with debt and manipulation. If man has created it, not all things, the majority of things, yes, will fall under that classification. Everything the great creator has made is money. Everything that the great creator has made is money. And if you can distinguish between man making it truthfully and the great creator making it truthfully, you will know what is sustainable, what is a force that sustains life compared to something that is a force that manipulates life. If it has man's hands in it, it serves a purpose, most likely, highly likely, of man, and not of mankind, nor of the existence of life, because man didn't create the infinite life. Man is a part of the infinite life. So let's go down some things that man has made and the great creator has made. Water, great creator, not man. Man manipulates it and uses it. Cash, man made, the great creator had nothing to do with it at all. Nothing at all. The economy, that was created by man. The great creator had nothing to do with that at all. That was the will of men or mankind for a purpose. And their overall will was able to control resources because they had a strong enough will and practice and put energy behind it to build it. And this is why they're able to do it. The great creator had nothing to do with it at all. The ecosystem the great creator made, man had nothing to do with it at all. But man tries to manipulate it to their favor. The great creator uses nothing to manipulate anything in any favor other than the common good and sustainability of the universal life force. The universal life force, man is a part of, the man did not create. This is how you can tell wealth from a figment and fake wealth. Everything that man has created. Everything that man has created and via the vehicles that man have, the tools and objectives of this system that man has created is there to manipulate and subjugate others in order for the few to be controllers of resources, which makes them inform and fashion wealthy, because everything that the great creator has made, man wants to control to their overall temporal wealth, because whoever controls these things is getting real money. Just imagine, let me show you how this works. Just imagine if you had all of the water, clean water, in the world. Would you be poor by man's standards, or would you be rich by man's standards? Either standards that you would go by, man's standards or the great creator standards, you would have something that is essential for your overall continuance of life. That would bring about a rich and a prosperity that those that don't have it or would be cut off would be limited to achieving. And you just take it from man's standards. Just imagine if man put water in a bottle and charged other men for it. How rich would they be by man's standard? Extremely well. Oh, we don't have to look at it. They've done it. Did they create water? No. They manipulated it. And from that manipulation, you should be able to start to determine and see what's really going on here. And what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can't determine what's real and what's fake anymore. Because of all the deep mind, as my man Rod said, the mind control is strong and significant. Because of these things, we're not able to even identify anymore with the essence and the gifts and the intrinsical forces of sustainable life are anymore. We don't even know. We are built everything off of facades. Everything is Vegas. If you ever been to Vegas, you know exactly what I mean. Go to some of the Vegas casinos and touch the walls. You'll see something. They're almost just props. They're basically just props. The whole city itself is built off of props, because it's a facade of wealth. It's fake. It's fake. And the thing about it is it goes along. A lot of us are able to fake the funk for so long, but we never know when the funk is going to decide that can't hold you no more. This is not real. Can't hold you anymore because it's not real. So that's one of the tests that you can always do to find out if this is real money or if it's not money. And why should we do that? Because we engage in fake money, we no longer are able to have any real measure of prosperity individually or collectively. Very, very important. When you look at the land that's around you, where did that land come from? You always hear me say this. If you ever been in a plane, look outside of the window. When you look outside of the window, what do you see? What the great creator has built with no borders. But when you start to see the barrenness of it all, now you start to see what man has manipulated to establish a facade of wealth. A complete facade of wealth. You'll start to be able to see where the different cities are and how they're lined out. and how the deforestation of the planet is happening. And you'll start to see where the cutting back of all the things that are intrinsically necessary and valuable and are therefore a sustainable life force. You ever wonder why our air is so, we've lost the actual oxygen content on this planet? Is because of the deforestation of the falsehood economy of wealth, the falsehood of wealth that we see all over. This is why the air that we breathe no longer has the overall oxygen content in it, because we've killed off many of the trees. That exchange of collective prudence has been broken. It's been broken because someone got greedy and wanted to manipulate and take it all. I'll cut down these trees so that I can build my kingdom. My kingdom. Not living with the great creator has given to us all as a kingdom where we could share and have collective prudence in. You don't see the trees hunting down man to enslave them for their overall manipulative good. You don't see any other living species on this planet that is indigenous to this planet doing that. But there are those from others that are here doing it. You don't see bears walking around giving out pink slips where everybody has to build hibernation dens, for the bears to go into hibernation dens, luxury hibernation dens for them, telling them where to report, what time to report, and what their pay is going to be. They don't do that, but we do. We do. And because we do, we've aligned ourselves in fakeness. And the only thing that's ever going to protect us is the real. The only thing that's ever going to protect us is the real. And you make that slow, long walk back to sovereignty, because this indoctrination and this enslavement has taken you so far away from it. You have to walk back to it. And what I mean by walk back to it, you're going to have to take the necessary steps and the necessary measures to get you back to being sovereign and getting back on God's economy, known as the ecosystem. And when you do that, the prosperity that you have will be real meaningful prosperity that's able to endure pretty much everything if everyone stays in their place, except for when few decide to have a will to destroy and create something outside of that. So this is what we're going to be talking about. And before we do that, good article. This just says how bad this comes from the Economic Political Journal. Just how bad the U.S. government financial position is in one chart. And you're going to be able to see the difference between a facade of wealth, fake wealth, and real wealth. And this was from yesterday. Came out yesterday. And I'm going to read it real quick. In January of 2017, the outgoing Secretary of Treasury, Jack Lew, issued the financial report of the U.S. government for the government's 2016 fiscal year, which ended on September the 30th. It posted this yesterday. So 2016, that's the end of the governmental fiscal year. Very, very important that you should know these dates, because I think that there's going to be some major, major events that happen between now and this next September the 30th, this next fiscal year beginning and this fiscal year ending, the 2017 fiscal year ending and the 2018 fiscal year beginning in September. There are some very critical things that you need to know. It goes on. In the report, Lew totaled up his estimations of the assets and liability of the entire U.S. government. And that's his estimate. The chart below breaks down the U.S. government primary assets liability while visualizing the sheer mismatch between the two sides of the U.S. Treasury's ledger. And it goes on. In the chart, we've shown the government's largest assets as combined of net property, plant, equipment, industries, and related properties that the U.S. government owns, which include the value of things like federal land, forests, official buildings, and equipment owned by the U.S. military, which account for over $1.2 trillion of the nation's assets. Now, let me stop there. Let's take a look at that. Let's take a look at, of those assets, what are real true assets? And remember, what was the gauge that we're going to use? Just for the sake, just for what we talked about, this is just in my opinion. I always look at an asset by this. Is it something that the great creator made, or was it something that man uses to manipulate the facade of wealth? So let's go over real quick. It says here, what the U.S. government owns. Let me stop right there. Since the U.S. government owns it, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Everything you own can be repossessed. It's not wealth. So just from there, right there, broke. And the repossession of things is going on in the U.S. by what the U.S. government owns is actually accelerating and happening as we speak. But see, they'll tell you it's deals that were sold, but in actuality, that's not what it was. It was liquidated, and they had no choice, and it was agreed upon because they're in receivership. All right, so now you know what own means. Now, next one. Like federal lands and forests. Federal land and forests. Let's stop there. Federal land. One, that's a facade because there is no land that man can federalize and make the federal lands and forests and actually facilitate what the great creator had intended to do. So once again, that is a facade of wealth because guaranteed they're destroying and it's being used in a malevolent way. How can the U.S. government own land and forest? How can the federal government really own land and the forest that it didn't create? It didn't create it, so there is no true benevolent quality of ownership from that standpoint that they can have. That's the great creator's land that was given to everyone for the sustainability. It wasn't given for one or few. Whenever you listen, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm saying this for a reason. You know, you hear about man was given dominion over the earth and the foul. Come on, really. Do you know what that is? That's the indoctrination program to let you know that others is going to have dominion over you. Because one of the things that happens is that first, one of the tricks of enslavement and subjugation is to get you to want to own something that is a living being that you didn't create and take ownership of them and take ownership and have subjugation over them for where they work for you. You harvest and you steal their energy for your benefit. And this is put in there because that indoctrinates this so that it can happen to you on a larger scale as well. It facilitates, it harbors, it embeds, it cross-pollinates, it nourishes subjugation and enslavement. Why would you want to have dominion over another living being unless you have a malevolent purpose of control? That's what that is. Goes on. And equipment owned by the U.S. military. Let's stop right there. Equipment owned by the U.S. military. What equipment does the U.S. military have? Remember, it was always, before it was known as the Department of Defense, it was known as the Department of War. They should have never changed that name because that's what they're all about, war. Why do they have these overall, this overall equipment? To forcefully invoke their will over people to surrender. See, but they got to still get you to surrender. Because it doesn't matter if someone has a bomb over your head and threatens to drop it, and you know that it will physically kill you, and you say drop it, and they drop it and it physically kills you. Guess what? They never were able to subjugate you. Because guess what? You were going to make that transformation anyhow. Just happened it was going to be earlier. Or maybe it was designed for it to happen that way. See, that's what I love about the Great Creator. Great Creator doesn't make you do anything. Man is always trying to get you to obey and make you do everything they say. And if you don't, we'll kill you. And because you don't know much about the great transformation, you think that's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. No, probably the worst thing that you could ever do is surrender, obey, and bow down. So this is not wealth in itself, because it's not money. It was made by man to use in manipulative tactics and tools to subjugate everybody else. So this is a facade of wealth. It is weapons and equipments of war. And they only have these equipments of war to do what? To steal and take assets and to control the population, the global population. And they do that by telling you, that's your enemy, this is your friend, that's your ally. And then on the other side, they'll say, that's your enemy, this is your ally. So guess what? If you really look at it, it's a full circle of enemies. There's no allies anywhere. Because it's destructive. Next one. And it says, which accounts for over $1.2 trillion of the national asset. So we can stop right there. Nothing that they have there is a national asset at all. So they don't have $1.2 trillion of assets. One, their land and their forestry is owned, can be repossessed. Their military hardware can be repossessed or nullified by what? By the people. See, most of us think that it can be nullified by another military. No. Military engagements never ever nullify each other. They only strengthen each other. Because think about it, ladies and gentlemen, as long as you have war, you'll have a big budget for war. And as long as there's a big budget for war, there's cash that flows in it. And where does cash get generated from? It gets generated from the stealing and harvesting of the energy that you work for that you expend in workforce every day. These people got this thing so rigged. The bad thing about it is that we've been going along with it because nobody is really thinking about breaking past this. Got to do it. Got to do it. So the article continues. Well, how much time we got? Okay, we got. I don't want to. What we're going to do? Let me go to a quick commercial break because I want to pull up this one other thing.
Hey,
and
Dave.
Anytime you'd like to get in on the yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, if we could, man, I would like to address because I saw it again today. And I heard something last night on one of the programs mm-hmm. on the network that really needs to be addressed in our community because we only hear it in our community. But I understand why we only hear it in our community is because of the group we belong to don't have access to a lot of capital and whatnot. And it's people trying to come up with solutions. But I would like you to touch upon this $1 trillion in spending power, because if we just all bought from each other, you know, we could all be rich. And, you know, I just, it's just a fallacy, man. You know, and I support
it is, Scotty.
I support black business, being a black business owner. I always try, you know, like whenever we need work done on the house, or I always try to find a local black business that can provide that service. Oftentimes they don't exist. So, you know, I would like for you to touch upon that, because I, you know, I had sent out a post today telling people you were going to be talking about fake wealth. Because spending power is not wealth. But if you could just briefly, not to attack anyone, you know, but to hash this out, man, because we really need to just hash things out, man, and see, you know, is it feasible or not? Either it is or it's not. It's not attacking anybody. It's not trying to say somebody's a fraud. You know, I believe, like Malcolm X believed, that, you know, you don't condemn people for what they don't know, because at one time you didn't know. You know, and I've learned so much.
Right.
I've learned so much from you and Tando Radio Show listeners on the area of what's real money and what's not. So if you could, after the break, after you read your article, if you could reserve some time to just examine that.
Yes, definitely. Because I think it's, and this is just my opinion. This is just what you know, how I resonate, but I try to always resonate from the standpoint of the great creator in looking at this very, and it's right there in front of us, but we are so indoctrinated from the constant bombardment of consumerism that we don't no longer know what is real. What's real wealth? Real wealth extends with your freedom. With your sovereignty and self-determination. So listen, everyone, I'm getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump into it. Scotty, give me one extra minute, because I got to pull something up, and we'll get right to it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, talking about the fake wealth, and we'll be right back after this.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Looking forward to engaging in that conversation with you all, because it's, you know, a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, because this is how we start to get direction on where we're going to place our energy. And this is some of the conversations that we had just before we went to the commercial break. My man Scotty had talked about the spending power, how it's been said that we have $1.2 trillion in spending power, and you hear people use that all the time, saying that we're not poor and that we should be doing things, and that spending power should be what galvanizes our overall freedom, because that's what they really say. There's a difference between freedom and sovereignty and self-determination. Once again, the great creator is always the metric that you should be looking at. Freedom is something that man legislates by way of a pen, by way of a contract, by way of an agreement that is law. The great creator gives you sovereignty because it's sustainable. It's a life force. And because of that, the big difference. I never want freedom. Freedom's like having a car, a home, a boat, a citizenship. It's like having a driver's license. It's like having all the things that man has created, and nothing has been created by the great creator almighty. It can be repossessed from you because it's something that you can own. Freedom is something that you can own, and it can be repossessed from you. Sovereignty was given to you by your mere existence. It can only be surrendered by you. Huge difference. And the spending power thing, they say $1.2 trillion. Or whatever it is. See, here's the key to it all. They say the spending power. And what do they quantify that spending power in? A debt instrument that's worthless. A piece of paper. Nothing that God, the great creator, has made, excuse me, but it was the God that made it. The man God, the little g God that man has created, that's on the bill that says, "In God we trust." That's who created it. That's who it serves. And that's why it's there, to serve just that purpose, because they have the patent on it, because they created it. You didn't. So it doesn't matter. And the metric that they're using in that spending power is regulated by those that accept it. See, when the great creator gives you something, it always fulfills its promise. When man gives you something, especially in the form of cash, it's a debt note, a promissory note that is always broken. It's just a measure of when those that created it will decide to break the promise. And this is what we think is going to actually bring about any form of sovereignty. Yes, it'll bring all the freedom that you want until that freedom is repossessed. Ask Bill Cosby. Ask so many others that had so much cash. But those that actually control the cash have a different plan. So there is no spending power that is going to get you freedom. It will get you freedom. Many of us have had a lot of freedom in this country because that's by the law. And the letter of the law is always broken, is never upholding of the spirit of the law. The letter of law is only for those that make the laws. And this is the key. Those that truly make the laws are the ones that control the assets, and they control those assets so that you'll always work for them. And they control you by that.
Dave.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and for example, let me throw up some examples here. What do we spend most of these Federal Reserve notes on? My biggest debt that I had to pay every month is electricity, internet mm-hmm. service, and food. Those are the biggest, and the mortgage. Let me not forget about mm-hmm. that.
That's what I was about to say, and the housing, right.
Right. And so if we're talking about our group, you know, for those who do classify themselves as black, which I do, but I use it as a cultural term, you know, I'm getting with like-minded people who resonate with me and share a common history and language and all of that good stuff. But do you know how could I compete with Duke Power? That's the regional power company in this area. How can a couple of black people come together, let's say some millionaires, you think they're going to put their money together and start another power company the way that that industry is regulated? I don't see
exactly.
that. You know what I'm saying? So most of
exactly.
the most of the stuff we're spending on, we don't control, and it will take a whole lot of time for us to even get in the industry. And who do we have to go to for permission to even get in those industries? See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Am I making
exactly.
any sense,
no,
Dave?
That's exactly it.
So
you never have to ask the great creator to walk into the ocean. It's there.
Now
it's there for you to. Go ahead, Scotty.
I mean, I believe that we should create going to businesses for ourselves, entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
But I'm under no illusion that that's going to lead to so-called freedom. And I know you call it sovereignty. You're not going to spin yourself out of oppression. How are you going to do that?
No.
But we should become entrepreneurs. We should support the entrepreneurs among us. But something was said last night, and it's not important who say these things because we're not attacking the people. We're just examining the ideals. But this person said, build it and they will come. That comes from a movie line from Field of Dreams, you know, the baseball movie. I built Black Talk Radio Network in 2008, and there's a lot of black people that still ain't came, and they know about us. But wait a minute, Dave.
You built it for a certain group of people, and it just so happens that that group of people are here, but it's going to continue to. But yeah.
But wait a minute, Dave. Right. Wait a minute, though. But these same people mm-hmm. on those other platforms are saying we need to buy black, we need to support black,
right, Scotty.
We need
there
to work
is,
in a
right
collective.
There.
Now, listen, those other platforms. Millionaires started those platforms. They had millions of dollars that they could invest, and they didn't use their own dollars. You better not, of course they didn't. They went to the bank and they took out, you know, how investment work, capital
mm-hmm,
investment
exactly.
and whatnot. Okay, but they had a lot of money to invest in their platforms to make them pretty much 100% automated. Okay, now I didn't do that, even though it's cheaper to do it the way that I do it. What other people are paying for is convenience, because they pretty much automated everything over there. Now I could automate everything if they came and we had enough clients to where we could reinvest in the platform and automate some of the systems. But I am not going to go to no bank and take out no loan to do something I can already do. It's just right. I just had to put a little more effort into doing it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly, Scotty.
But if enough of them came, I can make it easy. But so that's the trap that we in. That's the trap that we in. But I believe the solution is, if you want to talk about money, is what you talk about. And that's investing in precious metals and things of that nature. Not investing in Fortune 500 companies that are part of our oppression, won't hire us unless we in prison and they want to exploit our labor. That's all, Dave. I ain't mean to sound like I was ranting, but...
No, man. I love it because it was a part of the show that needed to be expressed, because this is where we were going. And here's the thing, and we got another caller. Hold on, Jerry. I'll get to you in a second. Here's the thing that's very, very important in that, is that there's a methodology that goes along with it, and that methodology is how this whole thing works, and that means that the true nomenclature of how it works is this. Those individuals that Scotty is talking about, that they were millionaires, one of the things that they have to do, if they want to get funded, they have to ask permission to get funded. And guess where that funding really comes from? It still comes from the system itself, but it goes through the system in different, diverse ways. One of the things that they got to do is they got to disclose everything that they're going to be doing. What are you going to be talking about? And what the system does is that it try to come in as a peacemaker, or as I always like to say, the devil dressed in his Sunday's best, meaning the devil's coming to you as someone that is in their Sunday's best, meaning that they are something than what they really are. And then you divulge to them everything that you're going to do, and they say, no, how about this? You add this and you'll get the cash. Okay, cool, yeah. You know what people say? That's a good idea. It's a totally good idea, because if you're going to do something that is really meaningful based off of sovereignty, then you don't get funded from the institutions that created the debt instruments. Now, you may get funding outside of, you know, because they didn't happen to see it this way, but you're not going to get anything really, really large and meaningful without being noticed. Because what happens with that is that one of the things that the system always does is that it promotes and it cultivates its success, not its demise. We don't get that. The system promotes and cultivates its success, not its demise. So the only thing that they're going to allow that gets shown to be popular and to get the overall exposure to as many people as possible is what is cultivating and promoting their success. And because of that, all the institutions revolve around that in some way or another, because it's their cash that they all require. It doesn't matter how much cash you have, it will never walk you into sovereignty, but money will. It's a big difference. Some people say, you know, well, it doesn't matter how much silver and gold you have, you'll never ever be free. Right, you'll be sovereign. It's a big difference. A huge difference. And the reason being is because things that have, see, the system knows the value of real money. The system knows the value of what the great creator has actually given to us all. They know it so much that they do what? They put their overall hedge of manipulation around it to keep you from it, to give you what they want you to have, while they control what the great creator has given, because they know something, that the great creator will never ever go against your will. Never go against your will. So what do? Let's change their will. If we get them to want to be enslaved and subjugated, there's nothing the great creator can do. Nothing. Your will is not a plea with a mouth. Your will is an action of your energy. Most of us think that we pray with our mouths, and that is being heard by the great creator. Deaf, dumb, and blind. From that standpoint, the great creator creates from energy. If you're not creating energy and doing things, it's not acknowledged. It won't be seen. It won't be heard. It won't be conceptualized. You have to do it with energy to build it. And this is what man tricks us with so many things. And I'm going to get to Jerry in 1 second. And I want to say about the spending power. This is the thing that's so important about this spending power. Like I said, you can spend your way to freedom, but you'll never be sovereign. You'll never have self-determination. You'll never be with the way that the great creator intended you to live. But guess what? It's so powerful, and the great creator is so beautiful, that the great creator will even allow you to go through those physical hardships and demise, because the overall beauty of creation is so sincere that even those that try to damper it by using their will in a different direction, the overall great creator's promise can't be compromised unless you decide for it to compromise you. Give you another example of how this spending power means nothing, because it's fake wealth. Because the spending power that they're talking about is what man has created, known as dollar bills. The church generates for the economy about $1.2 trillion. I posted this inside of Tando. $1.2 trillion. And is larger than most of the more than the top 10 tech companies combined. Wait a minute. Did you hear that? Combined. That's $1.2 trillion. The church itself, and this comes from the Christian Post. And I would say to you, you got a lot of freedom for that $1.2 trillion, but you don't have no sovereignty. You have no self-determination. And what I mean by that is that you are still subjugated to the law, the letter of the law. And actually, that $1.2 trillion actually fortifies and substantiates and validates that law that condemns you. So it doesn't matter how much cash you spend, it will never make you great creator wealthy. It's probably going to move you in the other direction. And here is the spirit of the law. Something that does have no intrinsical value, something that doesn't have intrinsical value, is worthless. And if you give energy, which is priceless, for worthless, you are going to get the overall capabilities of the worthlessness that you have given your priceless for. It's not a fair exchange. You lose. You absolutely lose. So you can't spend your way by what man has created, but you can build your way by the intrinsical sovereignty of what the great creator has built. Let me tell you this. This is how it works, and maybe everyone will get it here. Let me show you the power of real money. The real money, and I said this in our seminar, biblically, you have man that is created, then shortly after that, you have the first acknowledgement of gold in the Bible. Three verses later, Genesis 2, I think it's 2:11, where you get to go to Hevilah, where the gold is good. Three verses earlier, you have where man is created. Okay? Important, right? Genesis 2. Well, let me tell you this. Where do you think silver is? It's not in Genesis 2, not in Genesis 3, 4, 5, 6, not there. It's in Genesis 1. Actually, the second verse, let there be light. And when it was said, let there be light, the correct way to say it is let there be silver. Because it's more important than all. But see, the system knows this and it keeps you away from it so that you won't know. Let me show you the importance of that. But you being able to have real silver, and then the people having real silver, and they decide to be sovereign, what they could do is that they could use silver to do what? Facilitate for the movement of energy that they don't pay for, because the intrinsical value that silver has is where you can use the silver to get the energy and harvest the energy from the sun so that you will never ever be without energy. That is the energy from the sun. So what do? You could use the energy from the sun, which is free, for you to be able to do whatever it is. This will facilitate any community that you build. This will be able to facilitate any country development that you build. This will give you free energy. Let me tell you how powerful it is. It will be able to, for you to be able to create enough food, real food, sustainable food, so that you'll never have to work for anybody. You'll never have to get up and beat a clock and listen to a clock and give your energy to a job. Because why? All of your needs can be taken care of. But see, they don't tell you these things because they don't want you to know, because if you do know, then you're required to be sovereign. You're required that we go back to the great creator's ecosystem and realize that this whole man's economy is a sham. Not all will do it, because the system will make an offer that those can't refuse. And it's been doing that to people for many times. But biblically, I'll just say this. As the Christ said when was tempted, man can't live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the great creator's mouth. Because what's spoken is followed by action, is built. Very, very important. But this is why this fake money, fake wealth is so, so important. But I don't want to... I don't want to get too far along. I want to give our callers a chance. Sorry, callers. Just wanted to express that really quickly before we move forward. We got a couple of callers.
Hey, Dave, just skip the next break, man. Just keep it going. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go to, I think we got a couple of callers. I can't see the board. Let me see. Oh. I think it's, yeah, we got my man Jerry. That's there. I knew Jerry was there. So we're going to go to Jerry. Let's go to Jerry. What's up, Jerry? What's going on, brother?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing tonight? Well, this evening, brother.
What's up there, Big Jerry? Strategic Melon, man. What's up, sister? I see you. Go ahead, brother.
I was calling in, but it has slipped my mind. I was getting prepared for this special show that we having tonight, and I had to remember that Tando was on, you know. I seen something that Scotty had posted, and he was talking about exactly what he just brought up, the fact about this spending power. And I get into this conversation with people all of the time. Just the fact that it's spending power means that we relinquish this. How can you have power with something that you don't have? I always try to make that point, because all of the points that y'all made were great. But the power that they're saying that we have is something that we're continuously giving away. And I always try to make the point that if we don't have it, there's no power to be held within it, whether we're talking about real money, fiat money, labor, energy, whatever. Whatever you have, if you're giving it away, you hold no power within that particular construct. So when we're talking about, Scotty brought up the point as far as like bills, because Scotty, you live awesome. If those are your biggest bills, man, that is super dope on your part. I'm waiting to get to that stage myself, hopefully even less than that. But most of us have mortgages, car notes, child support payments, man and woman, daycare bills, all of this stuff. And all of that stuff is added up into that figure that we're paying. Now, when we get into outlandish cars that we don't need, clothes, purses, fast food, Jordans, all of that stuff is included too. Now, if we cut down that spending, that supposedly spending power that we have, and like Scotty said, and like you said, and start building stuff, that stuff wouldn't be it wouldn't be counted. And until we get a standing militia or army, we gonna be dealing with the same thing I'm gonna be talking about on my show tonight. Wilmington, all of the different areas of Black Wall Street, where they came in and they burnt all of our businesses and stuff down because we can't protect it. So that was just a few points that I wanted to get in. My daughter got a question for me, so I'm going to mute myself. I have plenty more to ask, but I want to see what y'all have as a response to that first.
Yeah, let me just say this about not protecting it. Very, very important point. Here's what the truth is. Militaries can only defeat military. The military can never defeat the people. Never can, never will. Because here's why the military can never defeat the people, can only defeat the other militaries. Because the military is made up of people. The reason why those institutions were defeated and their overall ventures, but they were extremely successful. See, we always forget that. They were extremely successful because those individuals, some of those individuals did not care what the outcome was going to be, and they even knew that the physical outcome that came about that happened was going to happen. And you know what they said? It's still worth it, because they realized something. What man has put up as the heaven here on earth has always been a lie. Your eternal spirit and your eternal direction goes on infinity. So it doesn't matter if they appear to have lost. It appears that that loss was true because man had that final word, because those individuals that was killed or destroyed, let's say just take those that were killed. How many people that have made the great transformation do you know of that has come back and told you anything? You can't say one person. You can't say that you know firsthand. You always got to say, I heard. I heard this story. Or you have to repeat a story about it. So the key to that is this, is that when the people decide, there is no military that can defeat them.
Right now.
And it wasn't the people didn't decide. Yesterday, I hear you, Brother Bragg. I'm going to go to you in a second. Yesterday, Brother David said something that's very true. We're going to have to look from many to get to where we're going. I like to always put it this way. We're going to have to start seeing ourselves the way the great creator created us, and not seeing ourselves as the way that we became. And that's for me, that's for everyone around me. Then once, and everyone else, once we do that, then guess what? There are no longer any people in the military. The military becomes an automated tool that few people will use against the people. And guess what? It still will lose, because what are they trying to do? Their objective is to subjugate you. Black Wall Street, Wilmington, Malcolm, Dr. King were all extremely successful. Here's why they were extremely successful. Malcolm could have ducked from the bullets. Malcolm could have did what everybody else did and not have been in the position that he was at the Autobahn. King could have done the same thing in Memphis, but he chose that, no. My sovereignty and self-determination is more important. And if that means that I physically lose this, there's nothing that I'm losing, because this process was going to be this way anyhow. Once again, it's fake. It's not the truth. And until we realize that, I think it's very, very important that when we look at where we're trying to go, we shouldn't just try to be changing the corruption that we live in now for our benefit. We should be dismantling the whole system. That means that it can't offer you anything that you would compromise. And if you don't take the compromise, then what are they always, what's the only thing that they can fall back on? It's the threat of fear. And they fall back on the threat of fear is that I'm going to kill you. And I always say, how can they kill you? And they didn't give you life. Stop giving them our lives.
Dave, before you go to Brother Braggs, let me ask the question. How do we define success? Now,
right.
Anyway, I didn't go into this to make a profit, or I wouldn't have started a nonprofit. All right, I did that for strategic reasons and for our sovereignty. Okay, but I'm not bringing in $1 million annually. Now, if I was bringing in $1 million annually, somebody would say, oh, that's a successful black business right there. No, I don't define my success by Federal Reserve notes or how much, you know, I define it by my resistance to the current paradigm. So just by us being on here right now at this moment, being able to conversate and dialogue like I've been successful in what I set out to do.
Strategic Melanin said this: sovereignty is success, not having to answer to what they want, but what works for me. That's success. So true. And that's magnified by what you said, Scotty. And I always say, and always say this, before we could think about acquiring this mansion or that this or this car or this here, before you can even get that, before you can even do the Jordans and do everything else, you have to have a medium of exchange that is worth your exchange of priceless energy that the great creator gave you. You can't exchange priceless for worthless. Because once you have a true eco-economy, then you will know what real value is, and guess what? You'll see that for what it is. You won't want it. What will you want? You will want 1 million trees around your old, where you happen to reside at. You'll want clean water where you are. You're going to want the freshest and cleanest forms of food that you can actually share among everything else. You're going to want to cultivate and ensure that the land and everything in the land is getting what it needs to be successful in its overall producing of real intrinsical value. Then you'll start to see what's really valuable. This is why those most peaceful societies in the world today don't want to ever leave what they have, because what they have is heaven on earth. Why would we trade heaven on earth for the earth of hell? Scotty, you're absolutely right. You're successful. Jerry was right. What he talked about. It's not in what they create. If we continue to define ourselves by what they create, I'll give you an example. We'll continue to be in the overall demise that we're in. Whenever I go, if I'm going to purchase something, yes, I'm still in the system, but I'm walking back to sovereignty. Anytime before I buy a shirt, shoes, or whatever, I don't look at it as a price tag for what I can spend. You know what I look at? I look at, is this shirt worth three pieces of silver? If that shirt can't equal the quality and the overall intrinsic value of three or whatever its overall request is for a medium of exchange, my medium of exchange, I exchange my energy for real money. That was one of the first things that I had to learn. And it doesn't make you man rich at all, but it makes you the great creative sovereign that you can be. It's the essence of it all. So I'll walk away from that shirt because I'll say that shirt ain't worth 3 ounces of silver. I don't look at a dollar value because a dollar value means that I am giving my beholdenness to those that created that dollar. They're the ones that's going to win. And I already know, let me tell you, I know the power of silver. It saved my life. I know what it can do. Most of us don't know what it can do. And because we don't know what it can do, we don't engage in it. And because we don't engage in it, we don't get the overall intrinsical value of it. We don't get the promise of it. We get the broken promise of something else. This is what's the difference between fake wealth and real wealth. We got another, oh, my man Jerry, is he back?
Luke.
Oh, that's Brother Bragg. I can't see the board. Okay. Hey, Brother Bragg. I couldn't see the... Is that you, Brother Bragg?
Yeah, that's me. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. What's going on, Brother Bragg? I'm sorry. I can't see the board. And I wasn't sure. I have you here, but it didn't light you up. What's going on, Brother Bragg?
All right. I just wanted to share a couple of things with you since you were on sovereignty first, and then you went to that dollar. I'm going to hit you with a couple of quick things. The Constitution of the United States of America, Article 1V, Section 4, guarantees a republican form of government to every state. The definition of a republic is as follows. A republic is a state in which the sovereign power resides in a certain body of the people, the electorate, and is exercised by representatives elected by and responsible to them. Then I'm going to jump over here. On June 5th, 1933, as a result of a prearranged banking crisis, the Congress of the United States passed House Joint Resolution number 192, suspending the gold standard. They did not abolish it, which means they established the fixed concept of gold dollar and took away the law jurisdiction of U.S. standard dollar lawful money. In effect, the entire country, every state, every freeborn sovereign individual became insolvent and was effectively put into bankruptcy, making it impossible for each state and each individual to either pay their debts at law or be paid at law. This was in actuality a criminal act of usurpation of the sovereignty of the people by Congress. Instead of being able to demand payment at law or make payment in standard gold dollars or the equivalent treasury's currency redeemable on demand at par, everyone was forced to the credit of the private banks, the Federal Reserve banks, the commercial banks, and began to pass around their debt instruments and money, making use of the debt claims for the money. And thereby, by the operation of House Joint Number 192, into alien and unlawful federal executive equity jurisdiction known as Lex Mercatoria, or the law merchant, which is the private rule of bankers, and from which jurisdiction our forefathers fought and won a revolution to be free, and from which jurisdiction our Constitutional Bill of Rights protects us. One more thing, and I'm going to stop. When you can pay your debts in standard gold dollars, you operate on a cash basis in a federal common law jurisdiction based on Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution of the United States of America regarding tender and payment of debts. This is a general federal common law jurisdiction deriving from unions, which the Bill of Rights was designed to protect, particularly the Seventh Amendment, which guarantees the right of trial by common law, jury and suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20. But when you pass around evidence of debt as if it were money itself, you are passing around the debt claim for the money, and you no longer have jurisdiction at law where the individual has access to his rights. But you are in an entirely different court or jurisdiction. You are in an equity jurisdiction, one in which the individual does not have any rights. And this is the practical effect which Congress intended to bring about by passing House Joint Resolution 192. Every 100 years ago, it was stated that we have the best Congress that money can buy. By the operation of House Joint Resolution 192, individuals and states have been compelled to perform services in order not to pay because no one could pay anymore. There was no money with which to pay but to discharge obligations to pay. What is called fractional reserve banking with irredeemable paper creates multiple demands upon a common substance. With multiple demands, no one can ever satisfy all claims, and no one can ever pay at law in substance, that is, with standard gold dollars, but instead can only perform services as evidence of willingness to discharge the obligation to pay. Payments such as is thus forever postponed only promises the payment. As far as I'm going to go, I just thought that was relevant because that's these fiat mess around.
Man, Brother Braggs, more than relevant. It is the contract and the agreement for those that are able to control resources, how they control it. This is why there are a lot of things I can't say on air.
Yeah.
There's a lot, but here's what it is.
And this is all for educational purposes, too.
Yes. And I say that from this standpoint. The creation of the corporate entities, corporations that write the laws that they don't have to obey, create the debt that they don't have to pay, and declare the wars that they don't have to fight, was created to put you in continuous debt by fake wealth and by misleading and misguiding you away from what real wealth was. It was a contract of agreement against you. Here's how you know. But just say this, Brother Bragg, I'm gonna give you, this is one of the things I teach in the precious metals class. Brother Bragg said Article 1, Section 10. And that says that all debts shall be paid in silver and gold. Right? Let me ask you something. How many of you are paid in silver and gold? None. And because you're not paid in silver and gold, that means the Constitution wasn't written for you. It never was written for you. It was written in objection of you. Because there are individuals that only accept payment in silver and gold still to this day. You know why they do? You know why they do? Because they know that it's real money. They only accept real money. And because they only accept real money, they are not subject to the burdens of debt. They're not subject to the burdens of debt. And because of that, they can engage. One of the things is that agreements among those that do have these things, they only make agreements with other individuals or other entities that understand these things because it's the only thing that they can engage in. They can only do business with other individuals and other entities that do business that way. They can't do business with someone that is on a debt-based system because you're not bringing anything of value to the table. It's critical. And it's been uniformed in coded language to make us think one thing, because what they teach you in school is to say the Pledge of Allegiance, to stand up, put your hand over your heart, and to give homage and to become idol worship of a symbol. And that symbol is the agreement to use real assets to subjugate their slaves. But if the slaves ever were to know that the whole thing was a sham, and the only agreement that they need to have, just like the one that were made by the corporations, they need to make their own agreement that we will only engage in a medium of exchange for price, priceless for priceless, not priceless for worthless. Then guess what? You can create your own constitution of how you agree to live. Do you see what the constitution means? An agreement. It's a contract, and you ain't in it. Because the terms of that contract does not apply or is pushed towards you. You were never in that agreement. You're not we the people. The we the people of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that we the people is not you just because you were born in the United States. It's far from it. You have to constitute and make yourself a part of that. But I would say don't make yourself a part of that. Make your own constitution. But one thing that was smart about what they did was that they said this: you can only, silver and gold can be used as payment. Because they weren't going to, they know the overall, they know what they pay their slaves. And they know the overall demise that those individuals that are getting paid worthless while they give up their priceless energy, what is going to happen to them? It's going to drive them crazy. It's going to make them crazy. It's going to make them ill. It's going to make them dysfunctional. It's going to make them ignorant, and it's going to make them vulnerable to subjugation and enslavement. And some of them said, let's do it. And they agreed, and they made a constitution agreement. That agreement became a constitution of theirs. There's one that we need to all make. And it's above and beyond the lies and the deceptions that continuously get pushed to uphold that Constitution against us. We the people have yet to be written. We the people have yet to be agreed upon. But there is an agreement of people. There is a Declaration of Independence for some, but it ain't you, not me. That Declaration of Independence and that Declaration of or that Constitution has yet to be written because it has yet to be offered and is yet to be agreed upon by the people. We are too busy in the illness of enslavement. We can never, ever get to our full potential by ignoring what the great creator has given us for sustainability. You can never, ever get a cure when you continue to pump man's, excuse me, when you refuse for, when you refuse to engage in what the great creator has made for you as the cure. You will continue to need health care from what man makes to, that made you ill and sick. Time for us to be cured of all of these diseases because they're curable if those that are afflicted by it remedied it by what the great creator has already given. For every disease that man creates, the great creator has already have a herb to cure it. And why is that herb so important? Because that herb has the properties and the intrinsic value. Just because that herb exists, it can do certain things. Put it this way. You know that there are some people that have the ability to paint, to be a sculptor. Some have the ability to fix cars. Some have ability as a surgeon. That is their individual talent. See what happened, real money always has a talent. And that talent is beneficial to you. Just imagine if you needed a surgery and someone was a talented surgeon, would you want them to work on you, or would you want someone that is that has no talent in surgery, but they're a painter? Would you want them to work on you? No, that would be foolish. Here's the significance. We've walked away and expect sovereignty in someone that doesn't have the talents to deliver that. The system can't deliver sovereignty. But that can deliver it, we've walked away from. And as long as we stay here, we'll always be in this facade of wealth, which is nothing more than fake wealth. When the true wealth and abundance is behind us. Not in front of us. It's behind us. So, doesn't matter how many dollars, how many paper dollars that they print. Dollars are important. The word dollar is Latin for silver. Very, very important. Let there be light. Very, very important. And until we engage in these things, and until we individually engage in these things, it doesn't matter what the multitudes of people are doing. As my mom always told me, I don't care what goes on in this house stays in the house, because whenever you take it out on the streets, your problems will be as big as the streets. It doesn't matter what the streets is doing. It matters what you're doing. Let the streets follow. Don't chase the streets. Your problems will be too big. Be focused individually. Then you can get with other individuals that are that focused. And you do what you do. And your success, as Strategic Melanin has said, your sovereignty will be your success. That is so true. And then once you have a sovereign way of thinking, you only will require the fruit that has seeds. You'll only require the water that is purified and has the proper minerals in it to rehydrate your body. You'll require the food that has the minerals in it that will bring about all of the necessary vitamins, minerals, and attributes that food has. And guess what? Once you receive those, you won't have any empty calorie. Your body will say is enough. We don't need any more. This is why it's so critical that we no longer be obese in man's system of demise, because it's never enough system. You're going to be eating empty calories, and you're going to continue to consume, and you will be obese by man. When you work off of God's system, you only take and partake in what you need, because that is enough. So we got to get ready to get out of here. Just want to thank my man Scotty for chiming in, Jerry for chiming in, Brother Bragg for chiming in, Strategic Melanin for chatting. Greatly appreciate you all. And I just want to say, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. I can't see the board. It went out on me. My thing always acts up right around when we're doing Tando Radio Show. I love it. So anyway, but you all, will definitely see you relatively soon. Much love, much respect to you all. Brother Bragg, thank you so much for reading what you read, and we got to expound on this so much more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is always yours. It's not ours. Ours never become a reality until an individual makes that choice. That individual step is more important than the collective steps of many. That step of one, you, that's all that really matters. Much love, much respect to you all. We'll talk to you soon. Brother Bragg, if you would, chime us out, and we'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
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 Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.